Hi, I'm Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a Filipino superstar who is back on his solo mission. He's got a new solo album coming out, I guess. Justin, welcome to Border Crossings. It's nice to have you on the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know it's after midnight there in Manila, in the Philippines. It's very late at night, so I appreciate you doing this, you staying up to do this for us here on The Voice of America. We've had you on with the band SB19. So tell me more about the solo project now. It said in your bio you're going back to your solo music. So what does that mean?
I just released my second song, Kaibigan. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is basically about a friend. So yeah, it's just like my second song, and a lot of people were supporting. So I'm very happy and thankful to, especially to the fans, mm-hmm. who's like, keep listening and watching the music videos repeatedly just to, like, you know, support me. So mm-hmm. yeah.
What are you gonna sing first for us?
I'm going to sing first Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
Okay.
So it was a cover that I released earlier this year to start off my solo project. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Here is our guest, Justin, and Sunday Morning on Border Crossings.
Yeah.
Yeah. come and rest your bones with me. Driving slow on Sunday morning, and I never want to leave.
Border Crossing Sunday Morning with Justin. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, watching Border Crossings. Thank you, Justin, for being on the show. And so what is this Ja? Your nickname is Ja. What does that mean?
Well, it's just the short cut of my name. It's from Justin. It's Ja. Justin, Ja.
Ja. Oh, okay. I see. So just the letter and the sound of a Ja.
Yeah, so. But it also started because at home, my parents called me when I was a little kid. They called me Buja. It's like a baby nickname, Buja. Mm-hmm. So Ja there is, it's also from, it's where from.
There's so many things about you that make you special. Not only your singing and your songwriting, but apparently you're very, very good on Fortnite.
You know what? I really love playing Fortnite. It's like my rest. After a very tiring day and all that. So I played Fortnite with my friends a lot. And right now I played with like fans online. So yeah, but I'm not that good though. I just played it.
I bet you're really good. You're just being modest. But I also see that you were in a cover band before you went, you know, with SB19.
Yeah. So that was when I quite started to explore, other than like studying, I started to explore during college. And then I joined this cover band wherein I met Josh, or one of the members. And then
yeah, Josh was on Border Crossings before. He's been on.
Yeah, yeah. So that's when he invited me to join their company and started training. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And being the youngest member of SB19, are you having fun? I mean, this must be a thrill to have the girls screaming and yelling and going crazy when you're standing on the stage dancing and singing.
I guess it's more of like showing what we've got. So other than like fans are like screaming and cheering for us, it's more of making them proud of the talent that we have and inspiring them. So that's what's more important for us. Yeah.
Who inspires you? Who inspires Justin? Who are you listening to? Filipino artists or Western artists, whatever?
When I was a kid, I used to listen to a lot of Michael Jackson songs, Neo, and even Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift. But right now, I guess one of the artists that inspires me in terms of like music is Pablo, our leader as well, actually, because since I think he taught me a lot of things in terms of music, even though he's not a like teacher or someone who studied music in a school or what, but the experience working together he really taught me a lot of things. So yeah, and I also think that he's really a good like producer and performer. So yeah.
Now, does SB19 do the typical choreography, the dance moves like most boy bands do? Do you do that in SB19? Dance moves?
Yeah, actually we got viral because of our dance video last 2019. For our like second song. So we made a dance choreography video of it. And then a lot of Filipino appreciates our synchronization. So that's when it started. And until now, we're still like the songs that we made and released are most of it have like dance.
And for your solo music, do you have an album planned or can you tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, right now, I don't have a plan of releasing an album yet. It's more of like singles and but since I just released right now, the next song's going to be a lot more sooner. Yeah.
All right. What is the next song you're going to sing for us?
The next song that I'm going to sing is my debut single, Surreal.
Surreal, it's Justin here on Border Crossings.
I just want to live in my imagination, where hatred does not exist. Here the moonlight is brighter than ever, and the stars shine just for us. And your eyes can see everything you and I are imagining. While we walk slowly under the streetlights, we hold each other's hands. That's colder than ever, but our hearts warm just for us. And your hands can feel everything you and I are imagining. While we walk slowly under the trees, and we swing each other's hands in rhythm, and I can feel it.
We're talking with Justin. Justin is surreal. His music is surreal. The song we just heard was surreal. He's one of the teen heartthrobs in the Philippines right now. The youngest member of SB19. And that's a big band in the Philippines. You know, we had a video on with you guys on before, and it got close to over 100,000 views. So that's fantastic. And I know you've got a lot of fans throughout the Philippines. And, you know, I read on the newspaper or heard on the radio that it's been raining a lot in the Philippines. You had big floods recently.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Right now is the rainy season here in the Philippines, and a lot of events were canceled and whatnot. But I guess Filipinos are also like used to the rain and flood here in the Philippines. Even in my hometown, we're quite known for having like a flood because of the heavy rain. So yeah, for me especially, I'm used to flood.
What's your favorite part about living in the Philippines?
Oh, maybe I guess it's the things that I learned here in the Philippines. It's quite, I didn't say it's too bad, but looking it into a better side, it's like all the struggles that we've been through, like our public transportation problems and all those, during my high school days, it's even my college, I said, during my college days, it's like a struggle to go to school because there's a lot of people and like traffic there, here and there. So I think those things really built me into be more like, how do you say this? More, what's the other term?
Well-rounded?
Yeah, but it's like TTS, something like that. Patient, more patient, a patient person. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's helpful. Being patient is helpful, especially, you know, in your business. It requires a lot of patience because you're in a group. You know, you're also doing a solo career. You're writing songs. You're touring, performing, doing interviews with people like me. And so we're happy to have Justin is on with us from SB19. Justin is one of the superstars of SB19, and he's working on his solo music right now, releasing singles, because that seems to be the way the business is going, is putting out singles. And, you know, the streaming has been amazing. You know, I'm sure you guys stream a lot, billions, you know, if I'm not mistaken. But
yeah, I think it's because singles makes the song more impactful, I guess, because you get to prioritize and conceptualize and make it like, how do you say that? Promote it in a very easier way because there's only one song that you have to focus on. So yeah, for me, I chose to release singles because I have like a plan with like a storyline for my releases. So that's why I chose to release.
Well, that's great. It's great to have a plan, and it's difficult to stick to the plan all the time, but it's great to have a plan.
Yeah.
Justin is our guest today from the Philippines, my favorite place on the planet. Mabuhay to all of our Filipino friends who are listening to and watching Border Crossings on VOA TV. Now, Justin, you are very family oriented. That's what I read. You're very close with the family.
Yeah, actually, I think it's from the members that they said that I'm very family oriented because most of the things that I do, I let my family know. Let my family know about it first, like whenever I like have to decide on something that is very big, I ask my family, and like that they always ask for my schedules. Basically, I am not an independent person, so that's why they say I'm family oriented.
Well,
so,
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that the Philippines is a special place in my heart because I love the culture. I love that that the older people are respected, and parents usually live with their kids. You stay in the same house for a while, and the grandparents can live there too. And a lot of grandparents are bringing up kids in the Philippines. And I know when I was there and I met some seniors, I guess you know, put your forehead or something on the hand. Yeah. Exactly. As a sign of respect. So that was a lot of fun for me. And you have how many siblings? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two older brothers. So yeah, I'm also the youngest in our family. So
So you're used to being the youngest, but even at 26, you're not a little kid.
Yeah, when I think about it, I feel like I'm still like 12. I don't want to like get old though. When I was, you know what, a fun fact about my age, when I was 16, now I'm about to turn, during my birthday, turning 17, I cried because I told myself like, oh no, I'm too old. My dreams are not yet here. So yeah,
Well,
that's
that's a
why.
good thing that you learned patience, because
Yeah.
if you were crying because you weren't a superstar at 16, wow, but you are a superstar now. And so I also read in your bio that you love turtles. Have you written any songs about turtles?
Oh, sadly, no. But when I was a kid, I used to have like two pet turtles. And I don't know, I just, there's something special with turtles. And right now, I actually have also two turtles. One is an albino red-eared
Wow.
turtle.
I never
Yeah, it
saw
was
an
a gift.
albino turtle before. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a gift from a fan during one of my events. I was like, why did you bring a turtle here with like a big crowd and there's a turtle?
What's the most interesting thing that a fan has ever given you as a gift or said to you?
There's a lot though, but
I know, I imagine.
albino turtle, it's so like unexpected because there's an albino turtle. But did you know that a lot of fans gave me this certificate, different certificate of it's like a certificate of donation, because they used to have like fun projects like donating into a zoo and to like animal welfare organizations, and then they named it after me. So it's like
Wow.
they collect like funds to donate to it, and then they name it after me. So it's really like a very good gift, those.
Well, to be famous and to use your platform to promote very worthy causes, charities and such, it's wonderful. It's a great thing that you're doing. And so I'm interested. Okay, we know you love turtles. How about, and you do animal stuff. Do you have animals at home? Do you have pets?
I have three cats, two turtles, and one dog at home. So yeah,
So
quite a
you love
lot.
animals. It's safe to say you love animals. Now, did you always plan to be a singer, or because your degree is in multimedia? So.
No, actually, my dream was to be an actor or like a filmmaker, director. So it's just that it happened to be, I'm a singer right now, so I was also surprised.
Well, being so young, you can still be a director of a movie. You have acting opportunities, and you're very handsome. So I'm sure that you could transition into acting as well if you wanted to.
Yeah, actually, with like filmmaking, I'm quite doing it with our craft, like music videos and like concerts. I help with conceptualization and directing, all that. And with acting, I can also still do it with our music videos. And there are some few opportunities here that I was able to do acting. So I'm very happy and thankful with it.
That's great. That's great. Now, if you're a filmmaker, what's your favorite type of film to make? Action movie, thriller, dance movie? What do you want to make?
Oh, one is coming of age. So yeah, coming of age movie, and the other one is like more of a fantasy, if there's a chance. It's gonna be so hard, but I wanted to make something like Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Look at you shooting big. That's great. That's excellent. And so I know that you've been touring a lot. You've been busy, performing and doing your thing. And how do you make time for the music, your family, your pets? I mean, how do you manage to fit it all in?
I can't. I guess with my pets, it's also since I have like my family is staying at home, so they took care of my pets whenever I'm gone too long. So yeah, and but family time, I guess I just invited I invite them to go to my shows and events like that. But yeah, most of the time it's more of just me resting at home if whenever we have time to rest. Really,
we're talking with Justin of SB19 Jaw, and you know, your full name is what? How do you say your whole name?
It's Justin de Dios.
De Dios. Okay. Well, it's great to have you on the show, Justin, and really a thrill to talk to you. I really appreciate you giving us this time so late at night. I did want to ask a question of you that I've asked. I asked Josh. I asked all you guys in SB19, but I want to ask you again. Do you like balut?
The soup of balut, I want. I like it. But the baby bird inside.
No. Well, you're like me.
I tried it though. It's not that bad, but thinking about it is it's the struggle. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I know that that's a very local favorite. And you know, and a lot of people have said to me, come on, take the foreigner challenge and eat balut. No, thank you. I fail the challenge. I'm happy to have you on the show. Now, what's your next song you're going to do?
The next song that I'm going to perform is my latest single, Kaibigan.
All right, here is Justin on Border Crossings.
Oh, kaibigan ko, bakit ba ganito? Para bang isang misteryo? Oh, kaibigan ko, di mapagtanto kung ano ang sinasabi ng mga mata sa tuwing ikaw ay tumititi sa pag-alon ng dagat, ikaw ay lumapi. Ang tanong ngayon ay bakit sa kumay ko pa kumapi kung walang sabihin, ba't ganyan ang iyong tingin? Di na maalis sa isipan ko lahat ng to. Gabi-gabi ka nang gumugulo. Maaari bang sabihin kung ano ang sinasabi ng mga mata mo?
That's Justin. Caribigan is the name of the song?
Yes, Caribigan.
And what does it mean?
It means friend.
You know? Like it. I like it. I like it. So when you write a song, are you writing it from your own personal experience, or are you writing it from what you observe around you?
Yeah, I actually, when I write songs, just, everything is just from my imagination. And I think most of it is because of, it's from like inspiration from watching different movies. And it's like, the story I make within the song is something that I wanted to like produce as a movie. So that's how I make.
So you're a producer. Your mind is always working on production and on producing things.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's excellent. Well, I'm sure you're doing very, very well. What is your favorite part about this business?
Other than making money, I guess.
That's always number one.
Yeah. I guess it's the output, the creative output, whenever people try to like become interested in my craft and they make, they write their own understanding in it. It's something, one of the things that I enjoy, their reactions and their understanding in my craft.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, you know, you do such a great job. As a dancer and a singer and a songwriter, if somebody came to you and said, Justin, you can only pick one, singing or songwriting, what would you pick?
Songwriting.
That's bingo. That's the answer I get most often, because that's where the real money is in the songwriting. You know, you get all the royalties and all that. But so Justin is with us here on Border Crossings from SB19 and from the Philippines. The land of Mabuhay, which is it's a state of mind. It's an experience. And that's what it is. And every time I go there, I have another great experience. I miss the Philippines very much. Do you tour outside of the Philippines a lot?
With our schedule, no. But with our, like, we just had our tour recently for albums. So we went to different countries recently, especially in Asia. So we went to the US last year, and earlier this year, we went to some places here in Asia, Indonesia, Japan, Korea. Yeah.
Wow. So, do you have a name for your fans?
Oh, our fans, as SB19, our fans are called 18. So it is.
And how about Justin? Does Justin have a fan club? What's the name?
Actually, they're just simply called like maíz. In English, it's corn.
Corn.
Because they said that my jokes are always corny. That's why.
That's great. That's great. Tell me a joke. Do you have a joke, since you like to joke? Tell me a joke.
Oh my God. I don't want to prove. I don't want to prove it. My God, it's hard to think of an English joke.
Oh, okay. Tell it in Tagalog.
All right. Okay. Oh, I thought of something English. So what fruit is the scariest?
What root is the scariest?
Fruit.
Fruit. What fruit is the scariest fruit? I don't know.
It's banana.
That's great. I love it. You have a great sense of humor. And you're a big fan of Pokemon. I know that. The color green. Why the color green?
I don't know, but maybe because I love like nature, trees, mountains, and all that stuff. So that's what I
think. And the Philippines has lots of nature, the biggest spiders I've ever seen in my life. and lots of mountains. You know, when I go there again, I want to go to Baguio because Baguio is supposed to be cooler. I know it's been very hot in the Manila, you know, 40 degrees Celsius and higher, but in Baguio, it's much cooler.
Yeah, you can wear jackets in Baguio, and there's a lot of trees, and
I'm looking forward to visiting the Philippines again, and I want to just thank you, you know, Salamat Po, for being on the show and for joining us today, and all of the Filipino loyalists are, I'm sure, listening and watching and supporting you. And where can people get your music? Where can they hear about you if they want to find your website? Do you have a website?
Yeah, you can just check out my social media accounts. Just search for Justin T. De Dios. So it's like my full name, Justin De Dios. But you can also search just Justin. I guess you can find it out.
I gotcha. Justin, our guest. And any message for the worldwide fans who are tuned in right now?
I would just like to give thanks to you. And of course, Border Crossing, thank you so much for having me and the people behind who helped me to my outputs and my craft. Thank you so much, guys. And of course, 18 and Corns, thank you so much. I hope you could listen and enjoy my music. So let's go. Thank you so
definitely much. I can't wait to meet you guys when I come to the Philippines. Thank you, Justin, for doing this for us. I really appreciate it. And you keep the great hits coming. Keep the great music coming. You know, you're doing a great job. Our guest today from the Philippines, Justin, who's a member of SB19, and he's also a solo star as well. He's got some new solo music out, and please check him out. Go to his social media site and check him out. My name is Larry London. Thank you for watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.